But first up this afternoon, as I'm sure you all know at this stage, as and from today, the 1st of July, every individual item that's bought online outside the EU and posted to the buyer in Ireland is going to incur a cost of €3 per item. Now, this is going to mark a massive change for those who shop regularly on the online Chinese platforms such as Shein and Temu, who'll find that their haul of items has suddenly shot up in price. But will this predicted swing away from online shopping outside the EU be enough to secure the future of our boutiques and clothes shops, who, let's face it, have been coming under pressure from online shopping for quite a while now? Well, to discuss this in more detail, I'm joined by two Kerry boutique owners. We have Danny Lean, whom you'll all know from our monthly Fashion Fix slot. Danny has run Anbury's boutique here in Tralee for 28 years. And we're also joined by Sandra Rusk, who, in addition to being president of Tralee Chamber Alliance, is also a boutique owner. She owns Wardrobe Boutique in Tralee and Killarney as well. And Sandra and Danny, you're both very welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
I'll start with you, Sandra, in relation to Shein and Temu. Before we talk about the whole parcel charges, have the popularity of those online platforms affected boutiques in Ireland, or even here in Kerry, we'll say?
I suppose, in fairness, they have. Everybody loves how we shop has changed massively over the last number of years, in particular since COVID. We're all time poor and we like to scroll in the evenings, and, you know, these businesses, Shein and Temu, have wonderful websites, so they do catch your eye, and their prices are amazing. I think probably what might happen here would be it might make people look elsewhere and look at other more local websites, because we all have websites now as well, and it would encourage people to look at other things.
I'll come back to that, the tax, in a second. But just going back, when did you start to notice that more and more people were, I want to get to the origin of it, the more and more people were starting to, were talking about what they got on Shein or Temu?
It's been very gradual.
I think COVID
was the start of it, really.
Yeah.
COVID became the norm to shop online during COVID. Whereas before that, it had only started, but it hadn't really caught on. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a slow burner. But I think it escalated when people had time in their hands and they could, they had that bit of extra time. They were curiosity killed the cat, but it also brought in the fat, as in it brought in trade to those platforms. It was, I think, COVID was the start, the big start of it.
And that was a huge disadvantage for the likes of yourselves, because you couldn't open your doors. I know, Danny, you went online
a month after.
Yeah.
With desperation.
Thankfully, we were online before.
You were online anyway.
So that helped us massively. And we didn't have to learn how to use the website. We had that in place. And The website is a huge part of our business now. Now, it might not necessarily be that you have huge sales on your website, as in huge transactions on your website, but people come in massively because of what they see on the website. Because, you know, shopping can be very frustrating. People want help, want advice. You know, you're working, we don't know what to wear anymore, because dressing has become so casual. And so we have the advice and the expertise, so people do like to come in, but they like, because we're still time poor, you want to be able to scroll, you know, we're realistic, we know that our customers don't have the time, so they need to think that it's worth their while coming into us.
And they want to have the homework done before they come in as well. Mm. Sometimes they'll have the screenshot, goes, well, I need that, what's that like on?
Yeah.
What's it like for feel, texture? Mm. People still need that guidance, and they also need guidance by feeling the actual product that you don't get. They would be our strengths, I think, Sandra.
Absolutely.
It
quality,
would be exactly.
And
the
how
quality.
Many of us have
that haven't innovated, they might have fallen foul to closing. They might have an online showcase. They might have not have the fight in them to continue as well. But yes, I think the online shopping with Temu and stuff like that has affected the shops as well, as the way we're living now compared to what we were 10 years ago, 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And
why do you think, Sandra, for example, you've survived and Weardrop has survived when others have closed?
Because like Danny, I've had to adapt. I can't just rely on my bricks and mortar store. We have a strong online presence, not only our website, we have Instagram, we have Facebook. Danny and TikTok. I would do fashion shows, we would do talks. It's very much, we work really hard at what we do and we love what we do. You know, so
can you understand as well, though, that especially for, we'll say, younger teenage girls who like to, who are on their phones all the time, they see an outfit and, you know, they can buy 10 different versions of that outfit off Temu for less than 50 quid. So can you kind of see the attraction?
Absolutely. I mean, who doesn't love a bargain? But I do think the tide is turning very slowly. Quality over quantity, less is more. And I think the younger generation are starting to see that. I do think that it will take time. But there is value in getting something that's quality and enjoying it and saving up for something and aspiring to get something rather than just once wearing it once and never again.
Yeah. What do you think, Danny?
I think young people need a bit more credit. I think they're greener than we are. Mm-hmm. And they're thinking ahead. They're thinking, right, the one wear, that's gone now. They're looking at what it is doing to the environment. The cheaper on imported stuff, and when I mean that, I mean the platforms that we're talking about, that the tax is coming in for, it is filling up the landfill. The charity shops aren't getting the benefit. If anything, they can't really resell the Temu or the Shein stuff. So they're thinking, right, if I invest in something a bit more in quality of the garment, I'd be able to get more wear out of it, maybe have it for a couple of years, put it into the wardrobe, come back to it again. I think the young people are more green than what people, and I mean green for the environment, not that they're green sick or anything, when it comes down to it. But I think the young people are copping on to nature all around us, and because of that, they're being more environmentally friendly.
And the Sandra, you reckon that the tide had started to turn even before this tax came in, that there was a little bit of a turn away? Now, we know, and I don't want to go into this, but it is relevant. There's a lot of there's been a lot of documentaries and articles about their work practices in some of these. Mm-hmm. Like some of them have been called sweatshops in China, that the workers aren't paid very well. They're working under less than ideal conditions, and that's being generous. So do you think things had started to maybe turn in that direction anyway?
And those documentaries have been fantastic in opening people's eyes to this as well, and especially the younger generation and the older generation, because it's not just the younger generation buying from Shein and Temu.
Every generation. It's where before you could say, oh, it was the younger people, but because of technology, everyone from the 90-year-old, and there are a few 90-year-olds that will buy online, believe it or not, down to the younger person. But I think thereafter discovering the quality isn't quite as good as what you would get in some of the local shops or even boutiques.
Yeah. Now, I have seen things that people have worn that they got in Shein or Temu and they've been awful and you'd know they looked cheap, but you can see really nice things from them as well.
Yeah. You can get really lucky as well.
And you can get lucky. Yeah. What would you both say to the argument that clothes in boutiques in Ireland are very expensive, and with the cost of living crisis, that's putting it out of people's reach?
I don't think so, because I'm speaking from my own boutique. You can get something there at €20, or you can get something at €149. But what you've got to think of as well, that these platforms do not provide, is a service. You're paying for the skill of the person behind the counter, whether it is the owner, whether it is the staff. Plus as well, bricks and mortar, like the cost of living or insurance have gone up in the shop, or electricity has gone up, or wages have gone up. We're looking after our staff. They're getting more than minimum wage. And we're also providing for their future when it comes to pension payment as well. And there is no, they're getting their breaks. They're being treated properly. Plus as well, Deirdre, something that you'll be charged here in Ireland is 23% added VAT that goes straight on to a garment, whether it is a €20 garment, that I'm selling are 149 euro.
So the government has its
slice. So the government are taking more than a fifth, and that's before you get the expertise and stuff like that that's added in. Us bringing in the collection for our customer to view and use. It isn't a case of someone picks it for us. We have to go out and pick it, and it comes at a cost. And you're getting something that is unique that you won't get everywhere else.
I would almost argue that shopping in Shein and Temu can be more expensive. So if you, for argument's sake, the cost of anything that you wear is divided by how many times you wear it. So something that you spend for 150 euros, say your jacket, if that was 150 euros, you're wearing that every other day. Whereas you buy something from Shein that you just wear once, that it might be 20 euros, but that could end up being the dearest thing in your wardrobe because you've only worn it the once. So it's shop for your needs, shop as you for your lifestyle. And if you buy quality, it's going to last.
Plus as well, if you don't get the right shape and size, it can be very disheartening to the person that's buying it from those platforms.
Can be soul destroying,
feel as if you're getting it wrong.
Yeah,
all the time.
On that subject, a caller's just been in touch and says, I don't care what I pay in extra fees because I get clothes that fit me online. The clothes in most of the shops are often in smaller sizes. Also, the clothes on Shein are so cheap that the charges don't matter.
I think people will continue to shop on Shein and Temu, but it might make people just think and look at other options also.
What would you say to that? Because Danny, you cater for bigger sizes.
I do. That is an excuse to buy cheap, is what I would say to that caller. And I'd be properly shot for saying it. I know we all have our budgets, but at the same time, both myself and Sandra, I shouldn't speak for you, I should speak for myself, Sandra. It is a case of we do deposits. So you can pay every week off on your garment. Plus, you'll know that we can get you the size. We can get you the fit to fit your shape. The other thing with that, I feel at times I'm a dinosaur because the amount of clothes shops that are closing, even the amount of brands that are closing the doors, going up the food chain. I'm supporting local when it comes to my packaging, to my printing, to maybe someone that's having a fundraiser.
Your staff.
My staff.
Yeah.
And I'm contributing my taxes to the hospital, to the roads, to the whole lot. When you're buying on there, you're not really feeding into the government coppers that keeps us all
You're taking the vibrancy out of your town by doing it all the time.
A listener says, I have a 15-year-old daughter. Can someone please tell me locally where she can shop for clothes for her age group? Well, I would have thought Penny's was the obvious one for teenagers.
Penny's would be or Zara would be another one, say, in Limerick.
But she said locally, so I suppose you'd have to travel a bit
again,
for Zara.
From time to time, you can strike it lucky in shows as well. Even though people think it is for the older, they've become
Mango,
a bit younger in the last few seasons.
Yes, they've Mango, Sandra points out. Just a final point. I know none of us have a crystal ball, but do you think if you were to look into Tralee in 10 years from now, 2033, will we have as many boutiques and shops that sell clothes, do you both reckon? Are things only headed in one direction?
That's a $6 million question, isn't it?
Right. The way I would answer that, I'll let Sandra answer after. I wish that there will be more. I think it is something that truly can turn around, become a mega, a centre for boutiques and small shops, because that's what will make a town like Tralee more unique. I think I'm being an optimist and go, yes, there will be more, not less.
Yeah, and Sandra said the tide is turning. What do you think, Sandra?
I would say if there's anybody out there that would like to open a boutique, a shoe shop or giftware store and you have a passion for it, go for it. Because if you've got enough of a passion for it and a drive, it will succeed. Tralee is a fantastic shopping town. And it has its negatives as well, but it's really on the up and it's a great town to do business.
Yeah. And so there is a place for boutiques in the future.
There really is. Yeah.
There is. Yeah. I think people from outside can't get over The amount of boutiques that they are in such a small space, they can walk around to it.
People want an experience.
And that's what Trudy is giving. And it's giving the same when it comes down to people that come down for a weekend with the new hotel, the James and places like that, the Ash Hotel, after revamping again. Mm-hmm. It is lifting everything up. So I think we're, and I go we, Sandra, yes, as in the small boutiques and stuff, we're going to lead the way in rising the town even more because they have a reason to visit and not just the sites around Tralee, but the heart of Tralee, which is our people.
And a very final point, will this so-called Temu tax, do you think people will still shop on those platforms or will they do less so and maybe go back slowly to the boutiques?
I think they'll still shop on the platforms, but I do think it'll open their eyes a little bit. Yeah,
I think they might do a bit of a mixture of it. I don't know. My experience at the weekend was our online went through the roof and it was new customers. And a lot of it wasn't sale item either, which surprised me considering.
Okay. We leave it there. But listen, great to talk to both of you. And on a personal basis, I can't imagine like why you would buy online when you can try something on and feel it and put it on you and zip it on you and turn around in the mirror and ask people's opinions. But anyway, that's not to say I haven't shopped online. I have. But I think you can't beat the in-store experience. Warmest thanks to Danny Lean and to Sandra Rusk. Sandra, of course, wearing both her hats here today as a boutique owner and from Tralee Chamber Alliance. Sandra runs Wardrobe in Tralee and Killarney. Danny runs Anbury's here in Tralee. And thanks to both of them. We love your views, folks. Folks, if you're someone who likes a good Shein haul or a Temu haul, will you still do it now that you're going to be charged €3 on each item that you buy? 083 300 3300. Back in a moment.